Purim Katan, as it's called, and the Mechaber, the last siman of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, is about Yudalan and Tezvav of Adar Aleph. Mechaber Paskins, the Notachanun, and the No Lamnatzech, Vol David Yanchash, and Yom Sora, and also Behesped Vitainus. Avol Shor Dvorim Ein Noyagin Bohem, presumably that means maybe a Suda or Shalachmanos or Matanos Lavyonim, certainly Kriyas HaMegillah. The Eishomrim Daf Behesped Vitainus Lutorim, and the Ramah says, Ominik Kisvara Rishona, that no Hesped Vitainus. Yeshomrim, Chayiv Laharbos Mishnah Vesimcha, Biyudalit Shabbadar Rishon. Okay, not so clear exactly why. Sort of a Zecher for the Nes, it's Mashma in the Mishnah Berurah. It's like the Kavod the Nes, it happened around this time. There are different Tanoim in Maseches Megillah about the celebration of Purim. No one really holds, maybe one Tana holds, Mamashon Adar Rishon. But certainly, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah even paskens la'halacha that if by mistake you say al hanisim in on Purim Katan, you do not say Shmoneh Esrei over again, which you would do if it had no shaychus to the day. But when there's some shaychus to the day, the din is general is ein machzirin also when there's no direct when it's not a false statement. In other words, you say, let's say Zochreinu L'chayim Ela Chafetz B'chayim, so that would be okay. But then B'chazveinu B'sefer Achayim, when it's not as the Zman K'siva, so that's not okay. But Alanisim is pretty parav in terms of you're not saying really today is anything, but unless you're saying Bisman Hazeh, it says, come to think of it. But Akoponim, there's enough Shaychas on Purim Katan that you do not say Shmoneh Esrei over again if you said Alhanisim. So the first shita is that chayav laharbos b'mishnah v'simcha. I would imagine it means that during the day, not at night. It would be the same as Purim, which is not at night. And here the Mishnah Berurah has a somewhat enigmatic statement. It's not so clear why, and it's a prima godim. And does the prima godim really say that? This gives rise to a lot of pulpulim about a mukav chayma on Purim Katan, because the Mishnah Berurah says yudalit and not tezvav. We're talking about the sheet that Yishvi Marbe b'simcha usuda on Purim Katan. So the Mishnah Berurah says on Yudalid and not on Tezvav, even for Krochen, Hamukof and Choma. And he brings it down b'shem the Prima Godim. But then you look at the Prima Godim, and this is already a very big pilpul in the Sforum. Why not, and if not, and what does the Mishnah Berurah hold, and are they chaylkin with the Mishnah Berurah? But we'll put that aside because we're not in Hamukof Choma now. So the first shita is Yichayev Laharbas B'mishnah V'simcha. The Ein Noagim came, the Ramah goes on to say. And then he says, Mikol Mokom, nevertheless, Yarbe Ketzas B'suda, why? K'dei Losses Yudei HaMachmirim, which is always a nice chumrah to have. Everybody likes such chumras. And so Yarbe Ketzas B'suda, I think there's such a Losh by Chanukah also. And it's, again, it wants us to cover the nays, and if you sing Zmiras, like by Hanukkah, you sing Zmiras, or you say Shiros and Shishbachos, so it automatically becomes a Sudas Mitzvah in any event with this Ketzas. And then the Ramah concludes with an enigmatic statement, the Tov Lev Mishteh Tomit, which the Shari Tshuva brings down, means Nigin. He brings down sources that refers to singing, and Nigin, Gemara and Erechin, Arochin, and also the Shari Tshuva brings down what Chaim David made a song out of, which is that this is the two Tamidim, starts off the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah does, with Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Somid, that's one Tamid, that's a Ramah, and he concludes Shulchan Aruch Arachayim with Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid, so that's the two Tamidim, so what are the two Tamidim? Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid, and Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Somid, which is like Ivduas Hashem B'Simcha, and that ties those two ideas together, the two Tamidim Shebuchol Yom, the two Tamids. But the flow of the Ramah is almost, almost comical. He says, so some say yes and some say no, but you should do it a little. And you know, what the heck, Tovlev Mishta Tomitz, like, what does he mean to say? So I want to say over the Aruch HaShulchan how he explains the flow of the Ramah and what the Ramah is saying here. There are many, many Mephorshim. You see in the Shari Tshuva and the Bar Heite, there's a lot of Mephorshim explain what the Ramah is trying to say when he concludes Tovlev Mishta Tomitz. Like, what does he mean? And so, but I'll just read for you from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. Very few words, but I believe he's saying like he's touching up what the Ramah is saying. Because of Rabbeinu Ramah, so he says really the Ikar is there's no mitzvah susuda. Ve'en haminakein, the Aruch HaShulchan comes down on the side of Ve'en haminakein. He says, "Ein chemash v'lehedya b'gemara, dein shum chiyuv b'rishon." So there's no mitzvah l'harbas b'shiv. If you learned Megillah and many, I don't know who's here, but so they're really the chiyuv suda, like the issa hesped v'tainus is really tied into the chiyuv suda. Because you may mishnah v'simcha malamich asurim b'hesped malamich asurim b'tainus. So it's almost like how can you split them up if they're both learned out from the same pasuk? That there should be a chiyuv suda, and there's an issa hesped v'tainus. So again, this is pulpulim that the achronim talk about, and the kedaka shel Torah. It's an inyan to go into, but this is what there are. But so then the question is: so Hashulchan is pretty noted that no, but then he says because of Rabbeinu Haramah, the mikol mekom yar beketzas b'seuda, kedai losu shidei hamachmirim. Okay, the tov leiv mishta tomid. Klomar. So that our Hashulchan explains the Ramah. The ikir avodas Hashem hu besimcha. Right? This, right? Tachas Shalalada, we know, don't need to elaborate on that right now. That's, Ikarvodas Hashem is to be Sameach, that we're Zochet to be Ovid Hashem. Velochain, Kishekavonosu Lashem Mitzvah, he Mishte Vesimcha Shal Mitzvah. In other words, since Tov, this is how he's explaining the Ramah, I'm pretty sure, that since Tov Lev Mishte Tomid, and that's because always Ivdu is Hashem b'simcha, and that's such a major component of Avodas Hashem, is to do it b'simcha. So therefore, they're most trying to say that Yar Beketzaz b'se'uda, they lost it shedei ha-machmirim, so, you know, so you'll do it, but you're having a party. So k'shekavonosu l'shem mitzvah, if you're doing it lots of shedei ha-machmirim, you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. You're having a party, not because you have an excuse to party, but you're doing it to be mekayim yedei hamachmirim. So then it's automatically a mishnah v'simcha shel mitzvah, just like we see that v'tov leiv mishnah tomid. Understand? They're explaining the Ramah. You see, tov mishnah leiv tomid, which is ivduos Hashem b'simcha, and the simcha is an ikar component of avodas Hashem. So once you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, so then already it turns into a mishnah shel simcha automatically. A mishnah shel mitzvah, I mean, a mitzvah shel, a simcha and mishnah shel simcha, once you're doing it not to just party, but you're doing it losi shedei ha-machmirim, so then it automatically becomes a mishnah the simcha shel mitzvah, just as we find that totally mishnah tamid, because that always is a major component. You know, it's as if saying, let's say by Hanukkah or other Mepharshim say, that if you sing Zmiro Shiros Vesishpachos by the Suda, so it automatically becomes a Suda's mitzvah. So the Aruch HaShulchan would be saying that if your Simcha and Mishneh is L'Shem Mitzvah, Lotz Shadei HaMachmirim, then automatically that becomes a Mishneh V'Simcha Shal Mitzvah, and your B'Simcha that you're doing Lotz Shadei HaMachmirim, so that is automatically a fulfillment of Mishneh V'Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Hashem Yisamchenu b'vinyan beis hamikdash u'b'biyaz gael tzedek. Amen. Okay, now a little of the